But the next year then, well, we was putting up hay in the fall. We was putting up prairie hay, and it was quite a windy day, and the prairie hay was blowing around, and we was doing it with a dump rake and a pitchfork. And a fella come driving in a 1928 Chevrolet coupe. And Dad went over and talked to him for a while. And finally, Dad motioned for me to come over where they were. So I went over there, and Dad said, why don't you get in with this guy? He wants you to drive this car and see what you think of it. And I said, well, I guess that'd be a good idea. So I said, okay. So I drove this 1920. Now, this was a 1929, see, and this was a 1928. And it was the only drive, hitting on three cylinders. It had a leaky valve in it, but it did run pretty good. Dad, when I got back, he said, what do you think of? Would you like to have that to drive to school? I says, yeah, that'd be just fine. And Esther didn't have that same school no more. So I got to drive a 1928 Chevrolet coupe to school. The only thing was, we still had dirt roads. And that thing didn't have enough clearance between the back wheels and the body to hardly put your finger, let alone a set of mud chains. And so if it got real muddy, it'd ball up with mud, and you would go into abusing a little bit. You'd either twist off a drive shaft or a back axle, or you could turn the back wheels around, and then you had kind of like a farm all. It was wide behind and narrow in front, and those back wheels would follow one right a while and then the other. So it kept you real busy manipulating the steering wheel. But I was real proud. Probably I had one of the latest models cars in school, and that was very rewarding for me. And I'd always thought Dad was a little bit tight with his money with me, but I did appreciate him getting a 1928 Chevrolet coupe. I would be proud to have it yet today.